Everyone, and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical series podcast hosted by me, Ivy,
and me, Lauren.
And today we are joined again by bestie Kenna.
Hi.
Yay. I just knocked my water bottle down.
Y'all, we've had some struggles trying to get this baby to start, and by we, I mean me. I don't know happening. No idea what's happening, but it's fine. How's your all's day been?
You first, Kenna.
It's been good. Work was long and a million things going on, and then traffic home was the worst because it rained and no one knows how to drive when it rains, so it took me an hour.
Ew.
So that was fun. But yeah, otherwise it was a good day. My mom texted me while I was at work and she was like, "Here's my notes for episode 6.
I love that.
I love that from mom. Thanks, mom.
She listened to the prom packed episode and then she's like, "I like these girls." So then she also watched School Spirits because I made her, because I was like, "We're watching everything Milo's in." So she's been listening to all the episodes and she was like, "Oh, you're going to be on this one? Okay, I'm going to send you my thoughts." I was like, "Okay."
Good. We're here for the notes.
I love that. So excited to hear what mom has to say. Lauren, what have you been doing?
Nothing much. I worked tonight, so I was trying to get everything done before we recorded today. Yeah, I honestly had a really boring week. My sister was home, but she's boring, so didn't do much.
Well, nice.
Andrew?
Literally, what have I been doing?
Noah Schnapp commented on your TikTok.
Oh my god, yeah. Kenna, do you watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay. I can't ever keep up with our friends that do and don't, because I know Callie doesn't, and I'm like, "Callie, what are you doing?" Oh my gosh, Sarah and I went to be our guest the Disney DJ night this past weekend. And my brand, I rapped the full Determinate rap on stage, and the DJ dude gave me the mic, and it was a fun time. Fun time indeed. Well, like, they were inviting anybody on stage to, like, dance and stuff. And then I asked him if he could play Determinate. And he said, "Do you know the rap?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so he hands me the mic. And I did it. And then when I was giving him the mic back, he goes, "No one ever actually knows it." And I was like, "Oh, baby, I've been training for this moment."
Was Sarah on stage with you, or did she just record?
No, she didn't want to go. But,
Wait, so, Kenna, we haven't had you on for School Spirits, right?
No.
Okay, I feel like we did. I think we just talk about it, so it feels like you were here.
Yeah, no, I was debating what episode, but I was like, I gotta do 6, because it's a good one.
I remember that.
Absolutely.
It was a good one.
Absolutely. So, Kenna, anything happened with you since the last time we recorded? Any school things, job things?
Not really. I mean, I'm still working. Hopefully gonna be brought on full time at my job where I'm working currently, because I'm just like temping or whatever. But my boss is having her baby in October and she was like, "Before I leave, we're getting you onboarded." And I was like, "Okay." So
that's gonna come fast.
Yep. I'm not a
Dewey. I'm not a temp. I'm a sub.
I know. I'm not Ryan Howard, because I feel like I'm on The Office. Because it's like so not weird. Because it's like just like I'm so a part of the company, but like I'm not officially.
Not the
officially,
office shirt, Lauren.
Not the office shirt. But yeah, and then this weekend I'm going home to Ohio and I'm working remotely. Next week, because next Friday the 16th, I see Taylor with my mother and my cousin.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
Wait, where is that at?
Pittsburgh, which is, like, 2-hour drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I'm also seeing her in Ohio.
Yeah, for Cincinnati.
Never mind. Yes.
Yeah.
I have 3 Fridays that I need off. So if anyone wants to come to my job and work for me, because none of my coworkers are willing to take my shifts, that would be very helpful.
I know. I was not expecting to. Like, I, like, asked my boss, I was like, can I have, like, the 15th and 16th off? And she was like, yeah. And then if you want more time, we could talk about you, like, just working remote. And I was like, okay, can I just have that entire week? Because we have Juneteenth off. Like, it's a corporate holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I wanted to stay through Father's Day. Because I was like, if I'm going home, I want to, like, be there for Father's Day. So.
Yeah.
It ended up where I can leave Friday evening and be home for, like, 10 days. So.
Wow, that's nice.
That'll be fun.
Nice.
Yep, yep.
I have yet to get Taylor tickets, but I will be there. So, that's all I have to
say. Lauren's going
to
find a way.
Yeah, there's no way I'm not going to be there.
Y'all know how I know that I started my period today? I cried in my car to the School of Rock finale song.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, one, as if I haven't seen this movie a bajillion times in my life. Two, there is nothing sad about this at all.
It's fine. It's emotional.
No, I cried when Tamika started singing. I was like, yes, Tamika. And I was just like imagining her parents in the crowd being like all proud of her.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, I love this movie.
Now I kind of want to watch it.
And Jack Black is just so great.
It's one of my
I love Jack Black.
Most quoted movies.
Oh, but absolutely. There Latin, is like not a day.
Math.
Latin. Science. Latin. It's such a quotable movie.
It really
is. There is not a day that goes by in this household where we do not quote that movie at least once. There's always something. And Juan and Sarah, podcast from Planet Weird, just covered it. So y'all should go listen to that because it is also one of their favorite movies. And that was one of the reasons that I think I got really hooked on Juan and Sarah to begin with, honestly, because they would always quote School of Rock in their episodes. And I was like, oh, I get these people. These are my people.
They really are.
Just always the... You're not gonna get in trouble. I'm hungry. Yo-Yo Ma's cousin, Lil Nepetiz.
I did not understand that for the longest time.
No!
Until, like, I got older?
No, when I was a kid, like, I thought like, Yo-Yo I thought Ma the cousin, had a cousin.
Yes!
That was called Lil Nepetiz.
And I was like, oh, okay, nepotism, right.
Yeah, when you get older, it makes a lot more sense. No, it's just such a great movie. Ugh. I'm going
I kinda
want to
cover it now.
This is over. Oh, it's so good. For the longest time, I wanted to add it onto my movie sleeve, and I still think about it a lot, but I don't know what I would get aside from, like, the school crest or something. So yeah. That's the only reason it's not on this yet, because otherwise it would be on here. I just can't think of an item or a thing. Ugh, I love all the cues are to the other song. Such a great movie. Anyways, we are not here to talk about School of Rock. We're here to talk about school spirits. So what are we discussing, Lauren?
We're discussing episode 6 of School Spirits titled Grave the Last Dance.
A synopsis of this week's episode. Oh, not the chair. Amongst the sparkly lights of Split River's homecoming dance, Operation Find Maddie's Killer goes into overdrive, leading into surprising revelations. Kenna, what's your first note?
Well, my mom's first note is that Simon moving his face with his hand when she said to stop looking was very funny.
Agreed, the little.
Like, okay.
So true.
But my first note, I kind of skipped the first section. I don't have a note until the Rhonda and Maddie talking with the costumes. So if you guys have things to talk about before then talk about those.
Let's see. Oh, my first note is when Claire is talking to her little cheerleader friends and talks about the boat shoes without socks.
She read her friend to filth.
She really did. And also, honestly, like, that used to be a pretty big insult when I was in high school, so I get it.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you had to get those specific, like, the Sperry socks that had the deep cut.
Yeah.
I remember I got a pair of Sperry socks in Maine when I was like 12 or 13 and we went on our New England vacation. And I was like, these weren't actually made like where like they started making Sperrys. And I don't know if that was a true story, but I said it.
You gotta flex.
Simon is all, like, mad and snarky with Maddie about going to the dance with Wally. And I'm like, Simon, it's not like she's got a whole lot of options.
True.
She has mechanic boy, Wally, or Charlie, who is gay. So, options are limited.
It's not like she can go with him.
Or she could go with one of the random marching band students and they're just going in a circle out there. They need to confirm that Claire smashed Maddie's phone. That's like the plan for the night. And oh my gosh, yes, Rhonda and Maddie are discussing things down in the drama department, trying to find some dresses and things to wear. And Rhonda talks about how Charlie's allergies still flare up, even though he's dead, and says that their allergies still exist. Only thing I'm allergic to is IV fluid, or IV contrast. So, I'm okay.
I'd be so mad if I still had allergies.
I wonder if, like, seasonal allergies still count, because I do have those.
I also have those.
I'm allergic to grass. But
the only thing I have, like, a reaction to is the IV contrast. And I don't think as a ghostie I gotta worry about anybody sticking some true IV contrast into me.
Oh, I'm allergic to bees. So would I need an EpiPen as a ghost?
Well, you wouldn't die. You just
Well, the swell. Bees are in, like...
Oh, yeah. I just swell.
Well, but also the bees are in, like, the real world. So you wouldn't... Yeah. They wouldn't sting you. Because they don't know you're there.
Ghost bee? Does that
a ghost
thing?
Bee? Oh my gosh, do all the bees that die, like, get stuck in there? Are all the bees stuck on campus?
That's kind of sad.
Are all I the bugs? Not. No, because then, like, all the ghosties would be seeing, like, how bug-infested that school is, because if all the, like, bugs that died there just stayed.
I just think it's wild how many kids have died at this school. Like, on school grounds.
Yeah, I feel like I would have closed the school at this point.
Because it's, like, one thing, it's, like, okay, yeah, maybe, like, one every few years, just, like, somewhere, like, something happens, like, a tragic thing, whatever. But the fact that all of them died on school grounds, like, obviously, for the premise of the show, it has to be a thing. But I'm, like,
yeah,
perhaps we need to reevaluate this school.
I know, they've got somebody popping like every 10 years, and I mean we don't even know when those little extras died, because so the band kids were 2004, Charlie was 94,
Wally was 84,
I think 94, Wally was 84, Rhonda was 63, Don was 73, 72,
70 something. Yeah,
Don was, so they literally have someone like every 10 years.
That's like a 10-year curse.
This is not doing well. But Maddie and Rhonda are talking because Maddie is asking Rhonda if ghosts get horny, pretty much. If ghosts can have sex.
Yeah, that's my first note. I said, who do we think has slept with who, and why is it definitely Rhonda and Wally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
They definitely have.
Absolutely.
Who else?
Hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who... Like, I feel like... I mean, it's just because they're, like,
two main people, but... Do we think everybody's just kind of fluid at this point? Like, do we think Wally and Charlie have kind of had a thing? Because, like, honestly, I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're bored in Ghost World, you know.
Bored.
You got time.
Bored. I mean, I don't know. Wally placed that kiss on the cheek pretty comfortably. So
true.
Seemed a bit natural. So, who knows? The way Rhonda worded it, though, whenever she said, I said we can swell, can I? I was like, Rhonda, don't say it like that.
I was like, please, just say yes.
Just say, yeah, we have sex. Like, don't word it that way. But then Rhonda finds out that Maddie died a virgin, which is so funny. Because immediately, Wally comes in.
Like, the worst possible time.
He's so cute.
He is. Precious. He's so excited.
Claire wants to drive Xavier to the dance instead of other way around. And she makes that gross comment when she's like, my car has a bigger back seat.
I, like, could not take her seriously this episode.
No, I was like, girl, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It is.
Like, stand up, Claire. For Xavier? For Xavier. Stand up.
For Xavier? Stand up.
Like, we're sending nudes during school. For Xavier? Stand up. Stand up. Not during school hours. Charlie has this long, 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 long letter because he doesn't know the proper way to apologize to Emilio. Which, let's be honest, if I had spent, how long was it, like 28 years, like, trying to figure out what to say to someone, I probably wouldn't know how to put that into words either.
Yeah.
It's so sad. But Maddie tells Charlie that, like, he needs to make the letter sound like him in the 90s, and then just kind of find a way to move on and, as Maddie says, live your death. Which I think was a good way to put it.
Yeah, I did like that quote.
We should put it on a t-shirt, like Charlie said.
We should.
Didn't the cast actually make t-shirts?
Oh, did they?
I think they said it in one of their interviews that Peyton maybe gave them all those t-shirts or something.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's so cute. I can't wait to watch, like, the press tour when I'm done.
So Claire is sexting Xavier.
Oh, yes.
During school. Very uncomfy. Don't like that at all. It was also a really weird picture to send. It, like, what was it even a selfie? Because it, like, didn't look like a selfie.
It was like a...
It's like a mom angle.
Yeah.
It was like Facebook mom angle picture. And it said, I don't have anything on under this. I was like, oh God.
Also was like, because he was at school, right?
Yeah.
So this must have been either she Maddie, stayed home.
Because, yeah, what?
But, like, yeah, is this a late sex?
When was she, like she's gonna run home really quick and take this pic, like...
Yeah, like, was it live or was it
out of her camera roll from, like...
Yeah.
She pulled it out of her camera roll from before. She had it, like, waiting.
At least be live.
So, Maddie, Simon, Nicole... What am I trying to say? Xavier. Still don't know who took the video of Claire and Mr. A arguing in the parking lot.
Okay, am I back?
One more time for the audience.
Anyways, I was saying, I felt like Nicole's really defensive during this scene and, like, defensive about who took the video, so
she's definitely stressing. Noting
that.
She's being sus.
truly.
Simon's parents took his car away whenever he got taken in by the police. So
he's, I mean, that's understandable.
On his bike. Yeah. I think that's a valid reason to get the car taken away. But see, my parents couldn't do that. Like, I don't live close enough to school to bike.
If I mean, had to bike,
I do and I could. Don't. Like, I live a couple miles away, but also I live on a big hill and my school is on a massive hill. So, like, I don't think I should do that. So, everybody's getting dressed for homecoming. Maddie's in her little frilly, floofy red dress that Dawn helped her. So, love that for Dawn.
I love Dawn.
Wait, I wish we saw Dawn at homecoming. I wanna know what Dawn was gonna wear. What Dawn would wear to homecoming.
Oh, yeah. She's lay.
Because they even had the three little extras there. But Dawn, I didn't see Dawn.
Oh, I did not see the extras.
Oh, they cracked me up because, I don't remember what the emo kid was wearing. The black girl from, like, the 70s had, like, a real, like, floral gown on. Looked almost like the, like, Taylor Swift Grammys, like, floral-ish kinda. And then the mechanic dude had his mechanic suit, but then he wore, like, a white dress shirt and a bow tie underneath it.
Okay, I need to go rewatch.
That's so funny.
They were just, like, in the background of a couple of the scenes, and I was like, they did not just throw a bow tie on the mechanic kid.
They ran out of wardrobe.
Wally makes Maddie a boutonniere out of, that is what that's called, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I never got one.
Corsage. Corsage.
Yeah. Boutonnieres for the guys.
Wait.
Corsage, yeah.
Corsage is the wrist.
What? Oh, boutonniere's the guys?
Like, it goes on their jacket. Boutonniere's
the pin, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, wouldn't know. I never had a date. I don't know what any of these terms are.
I don't think we gave boutonniere's, though.
I
feel like just corsages were a thing.
For homecoming,
I don't think
maybe.
The girlies give.
For homecoming, nothing.
Yeah, I know for prom we did, but I don't think
see,
we did for
homecoming.
See,
I don't think that the girlies give the guys boutonnieres. I just knew that was a word and threw it out there. I knew that was in somewhere associated with dressy floral embellishments. So I just used
it. Hey, you were in the right ballpark.
My mom said that cool. The football number thing is so 80s. Because,
is it?
Yeah, because that's when she was in high school. So she was like, all the feels when Vaughn was picking her up because it's very reminiscent.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Aren't your parents high school sweethearts? Oh, yes.
Well,
no.
They were friends. They went to senior prom together as friends, which happened to be on May 12th of 1989, so on my birthday, but before I was a thing.
Stop.
And then they started,
that's so cute.
They started dating in September, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's precious. Oh,
that's
gosh.
High school sweethearts to me, I think.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah. So, Claire is picking up Xavier and gives the sheriff a big ol' check for his re-election campaign. This girl just throws her parents' money around like it is no problem.
Must be nice.
No, truly, she's like, let me bribe a cop. Oh my god, I can't speak. Bribe a cop really quick and just, like, I don't understand. She's just like, let me go to the bank, get some cash, and then,
like,
here
just
you go.
Just a regular 3K.
That's fine. And she's asking the sheriff all these questions, trying to squeeze some answers out of him. Oh, his dad. Xavier comes down in a suit, and he was like, oh, my dad had a suit like that or something. He was buried in it. I was like, who just says that?
For why?
like, why is it just something that you felt the need to say?
As if Xavier's not already on edge because he thinks that something's
he's
up
with a killer.
Yeah.
He's really sus about her.
Simon is telling Nicole that he thought about going to homecoming with Maddie before, but he shut it down because he was like, she's my best friend. And blah, 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 blah. And this was the first time when I was watching it, when I was like, does he like her? Does he not like her? I think he likes her. Because he was, like, getting jealous about her going with Wally. But then yeah, I was yeah. just like, I don't understand where he stands in the realm of do you or do you not have a crush on Maddie?
Well, because when Sandra was like, I always thought that you guys would go together or whatever, he just, like, hugged her. I was like, interesting. But then, like, he tells Nicole, like, I can't, like, it's, her friendship's too important, whatever. And it's like,
but. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, so what you're saying is you got friend zoned.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you know Maddie doesn't like you like that, but you do. I wrote that Claire's makeup looks so good.
Wait, that's literally my next note. It says Claire's makeup always slays.
It's so good. Like when she's in the car talking to Xavier, she looks so pretty. I mean, she always looks pretty, but like her makeup killed it in this episode.
The way she warns him about extra spicy cheerleaders. I was like, who was writing this?
No, but Xavier really thought he was about to be murdered on the side of the road.
He was shaking in his whatever he was wearing on the feet.
In his look-alike dead grandpa suit.
I'd be scared too, though.
Can we talk about Wally calling Rana Mr. Peanut? Because I lost it.
And she calls him Dead Astaire.
No, I, like, the first time I watched this, I was already laughing at her calling him Dead Astaire. And then he said, thank you, Mr. Peanut. And
I
was like...
I love their friendship, relationship,
whatever. Their dynamic is so hilarious. I love Paramount Plus posted too on Instagram like a month or two ago, and they were like Rhonda and Wally being siblings for 2 minutes straight, and it was just clips like that. And the like, oh, trying to lose it in front of your crush.
This is where I was also like, Simon definitely likes Batty because like their whole quote unquote first look at the dance.
Oh, yeah.
He was taken aback.
Mm-hmm. So Simon's gonna Simon's gonna give Charlie's letter to Emilio. Okay, I also wrote, who died in the gym? Do we know? Because Maddie and Simon can talk in the gym.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's probably one of the extras.
Yeah, maybe the mechanic.
Yeah.
No, the mechanic died in the...
Oh, never mind.
In the auto shop. In shop? I thought you were kidding.
Rob dead in the gym.
What's crazy is I wasn't kidding.
He went into a coma in the auto shop, but then just died in the gym.
They were wheeling him through the gym, and then he...
No, he died in the auto shop. Man. They used a little shocky,
yeah.
Brought him back to life, but then it just wasn't all the way brought back. So he came back and then died in the gym. Do we think... I think maybe... Well, I was gonna say maybe the black girly from the 70s, but she looks like dressy, kinda. Like, dressed up. Almost. Like, whenever they go to meetings and stuff. But
maybe it was a dance.
Maybe it was like a dance. Yeah.
But it doesn't look like that kind of dressy. She just looks
That's true.
Oh, just like looks put together, like.
Yeah, yeah. Like it doesn't look like she was like doing. Yeah, like doing yeah. gym activity. Maybe the emo kid? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just whenever I Simon and Maddie. Yeah, like when Simon and Maddie were talking in this episode, I was like, "Who died here? Like, why can they speak in the gym?" So, Wally is dancing with Maddie, but the whole time, Maddie is just focused on Claire and Xavier, completely not even paying attention.
I know. Like, just be present. Like, he's so cute. Like, back when he picked her up, like, with the golf cart, when he, like, opened the non-existent door for her. Like, he's just so cute, and she's just so preoccupied. And I'm like, I get it. Like, I know you're trying to solve your murder or whatever, but, like, maybe just ignore that, because
just Malaman one night. Just one night. Yeah. Take a night off.
Literally.
Take a single night off. So why are Maddie and Wally in line to take a prom photo?
for the vibes.
What? I just think it's funny that Nicole and Simon are right behind Claire and Xavier, and it's like not supposed to be obvious. Like,
they're not trying to hide it at all, really.
They don't care.
No. Sandra is at the house and she hears someone outside. And then
question. Who the hell watches a scary movie in the complete dark with curtains open? I hate scary movies, so I'd never do that. But seriously.
Your mom is asking the right questions because I would have to agree.
No, I thought it was going to be a jump scare. Like when she goes and she like looks out the window, I thought that someone was just going to like be there or something.
Yeah. Or like a branch or something at least.
Mm-hmm.
She's thinking.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if I've ever watched a scary movie in the complete darkness, but most stuff I watch, I just watch in my room, and I'm never in, like...
You always have your neon sign on.
I always have my neon sign or my Christmas lights or both, so I'm never in just, like, complete darkness here, so...
I simply don't watch scary movies.
Yeah, me neither.
I was gonna say, I also don't watch a lot of them. I watch, like... Here, there. Most, okay, I can handle slashers because it's such a weird psychology for me because I can handle slashers because I'm like, oh, it's just a person with a knife. But once stuff starts to get supernatural.
That's so scary.
I'm like, it's just a person with a knife. I'm like, what is the chances of someone in this mask, like, coming after me? Very low. But I... Once it starts to get supernatural and stuff, then I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like where this is going. But I say as if it is not one of my favorite movies.
I was going to say,
it's fine.
Yeah, I just simply cannot.
It is what it is. Oh my god, this is where I wrote, love the mechanic kid just putting on a bow tie.
I need to go back and look at that.
Wally dancing to the Chaperone jam.
My mom, she said, the moment the song came on, the nostalgia of the 80s came flooding back. I loved that song.
Stop. I love your mom.
My mom, when I was watching it with my parents, my mom started singing the song. And she was like bopping her head and started singing it.
It was just so funny how Xavier's like, this DJ sucks. And then Wally is just, like, living.
And when he goes over to the principal and he's like, sing it, Principal Hartman.
This being Milo's favorite episode just makes so much sense. Because he literally got to just have a ball.
Like, just be Milo. It's literally Milo being Milo.
He said dancing with the stars. Quite literally. The vocals.
No, when Rhonda refers to him as part boy, part golden retriever, and... I tweeted that in quotation marks, and I said, are we talking about Wally or Milo? And Paramount Plus tweeted me, and they said, both.
Yep. It's true.
Oh, wait, she had one more note about this. She said, I'm seriously tearing up listening to this song. You can feel it in Wally, too, like longing for those fun times in high school again.
Aww.
Wendy, you are such a sap, but I love you.
I love that.
Thanks for the notes, Wendy.
We need Wendy to send in a what's it called?
A voice memo.
Yeah, voice memo.
So we find out that the house where Maddie's backpack was found is where Claire and Xavier used to hook up, which is so, like, she's rich and y'all are going to an abandoned house to hook up. You couldn't find anywhere else. I would rather hook up in the car.
I was going to say I'd rather be in the back seat than an abandoned house.
Her back seat, which is apparently pretty large.
Yeah. Like, what kind of car does she have?
What was she driving? I can't remember.
Some kind of SUV.
Yeah, something like that. Sandra calls Simon and Nicole picks up and she says that she thinks it was Maddie at the house, so Nicole's going to help her. At this point of the night, Maddie's completely ignoring Wally. Just, like, not even acting like she's paying attention to him.
When he said the line, he was like, Maddie, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm actually pretty charming. And then she was just, like, not paying attention. And I'm like, come on, Maddie. These are the jokes. Come on.
Seriously.
He's giving his all. The way I would have folded so fast, I would have been like, yeah, you are.
Like, he's so...
I would have folded at the worm.
He, like, is so infatuated with her. And she's just not...
My father can do the worm.
Oh, my God.
No way. Did he do it on Jeopardy?
I wish. I wish. My dad can do a standing toe touch and the worm. What? And he makes
chicken pizza?
And he makes chicken pizza. And, yeah. But it's really funny to watch my dad do the worm as he progressively has gotten fatter because he just kind of... moves up and down instead of going forward because he's like, I can't get the momentum that I used to get.
Oh, I laugh so hard, Dad. When I mean, we're back at the worm, but when Charlie like gasps and like puts his hand on Maddie and goes, oh ouch, during the worm.
It was so funny, like Charlie was vibing in the background the entire time, like, yeah. Claire and Xavier are like bickering, and then in the background you just see Charlie like
he's like
I love Charlie. I want Charlie to be my friend.
Same.
But Wally tells Maddie that she's not ready to be dead and move on, like, with her afterlife. She's just still so caught up in everyone that's living, which I hate, because I see both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Wally, your death was pretty self-explanatory. Like, your neck snapped during a football game. Like, she's trying to figure out why she's here.
Like, 40 years to, like... Yeah, like, it's been 2 weeks process or whatever.
This.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm like, Wally, everyone that you were around in high school is not here anymore. Like,
mm-hmm.
everyone that she was around in high school and was friends with are right here. Like, in this moment in time. It's a weird position to be in.
Yeah, like you said, I get both sides, because, like, you should still kind of understand her, you know? Like, you did ask her, knowing that all of her friends are going to be at the dance.
So, we have Xavier and Claire making out in the boiler room, for one.
Worst possible place.
I just want to know what his game plan was.
Yeah,
because he was literally so blatantly just like...
He's like...
Record.
Brightness all the way up. Like, at least turn be on dark mode. Like, come on. Do it on your watch. Like...
There was no method of hiding anything for this whole dance.
No.
Not Simon and Nicole, not Xavier. Like, they wanted to get caught. The police find a crowbar in the woods that has a little tape on it that's property of the school. So, possible murder weapon. Xavier shows Claire that he has the video of her and Mr. Anderson fighting. And she explains that she found out Mr. Anderson was stealing the money and she needed good grades in his class, so she blackmailed him. And whenever they thought that Maddie took the video, they tried to steal her phone, but they couldn't get the passcode, so they just broke it, and then they tried to pay her off. Smart plan.
It does check out, though.
It checks out. I mean,
because she didn't need the money.
That's true. But she does confirm that, after all this, like, she did not hurt Maddie. They just tried to pay her off. We have Emilio reading the letter that Charlie wrote him. And Charlie's watching him read it, and it... What? What?
You just went robot, but, like, I'm pretty sure we know what you said. Like, you just finished... You're good. You're good. It was just funny. On our end. It's so sad, but it makes me happy when he's smiling, but still sad. Like, he understands.
If we get a season 2, I want more of Emilio. It, like, even just as a teacher. Like, he just seems like a good teacher. Like, he's looking out for the kids. Oh my god, this is when I wrote, oh my gosh, this show has Miley Cyrus money. when the song was playing.
Oh, with Lil Nas.
Yeah, I was shook the first time I heard this song. I was like, y'all had the money for this? The soundtrack to this show is pretty freaking good. They got some good songs in here. So the police tracked the possible murder weapon to Mr. South, the janitor, because he was the only one that had access to the tool shed that the crowbar was in. And they tell Sandra this, and poor Sandra's been through enough. She's been through the ringer.
I mean, that breakdown was inevitable.
Yeah. Oh my god, when Charlie is talking to Maddie, and they crown the homecoming king and queen, and Charlie says, personally, I was Team Crystal. He's so funny. But Charlie tells Maddie that he's ready to forgive himself and all the years he's spent, like, thinking about the horrible things he said to Emilio, and that Maddie should learn to forgive, too, and to move on.
This is when I wrote, Maddie, if Charlie Cross is over right now, I'm gonna die. But luckily he didn't.
I had constant fear of anyone on this show crossing over when I was watching it for the first
everyone
time.
Everyone who would interact with Maddie, like, she would help them in some way. So it was, I was, like, so scared that, like,
I know
they were just going to be gone.
Especially Charlie using the term unfinished business in this episode. Mm-hmm. I don't like this.
Yeah. Wally singing when he was laying on the grass was me laying down at the forum when Harry Styles sang Matilda.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is literally me right now.
He's so... I just want to give him a hug. I mean, obviously.
I know.
Like, he's just so... He just wanted to have so much fun. And then I feel like he ended up having a worse time than he did in past years because he, like, put all these expectations, like...
Yeah.
It was going to be the best night ever, and then it didn't happen. And he was just laying in the grass, singing his little song.
So sad.
Wally, I'll give you a redo, and I will spend the whole night dancing with you. I will not.
I will tear up the dance floor.
We can dance until we drop. I will even dance to the old 80s songs. I will jam.
I was not expecting a little kiss in this episode.
Literally the entire reason I wanted to be on this was for this scene.
Oh, no, I was pleasantly surprised, but I just wasn't expecting it all right, like, just at the dance.
Well, yeah, it was very, like, sudden, because it was, like, they were not interacting at all, and then she's just, like...
She literally pulls him down.
And he has hands in his pockets, and he's like, whoa! Yeah. Like,
dude, she yanks him! She grabs his face! Dude, and then we have in the background the, you make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. The slowest version possible of that song. Really? I was literally talking to one of my coworkers today, and I said, sometimes I forget Katy Perry's doing a Vegas residency, and then a random video of it will pop up on my TikTok, and I'm like, oh yeah, Katy Perry still does stuff. No, Wally was so cute there, though, he was, like, stumbling over his words, and then Maddie just, like, shuts him up.
But then I love when Maddie, like, when he goes back in, she's, like, warming up to the kiss.
Mm-hmm. Then we pan to Rhonda sneaking around in the boiler room. And we end the episode with Sandra relapsing. Poor Sandra. Listen, honestly, can you blame her? I mean...
No.
They just found the possible murder weapon for her daughter. Can you blame her? And the last thing we see is Nicole frantically digging something up in the rain in the woods. So.
Still in her dress. Like, at least change. You know?
She's out in the pouring rain in her homecoming dress. Like, full homecoming getup.
I really have no idea what she could possibly be doing. I also didn't even think she was digging something up. I thought she was just digging a hole.
Well, see, yeah, I wrote digging something up, but I was like, I don't know if she's digging something up or covering something up or what is... In what process of removing or taking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in what process we are here.
The only theory I have written right now is that I feel like Nicole recorded the video, but also I don't know because it got sent to her, but also, like, you know, if you're a good liar, you would also send it to yourself. Yeah, Claire's out of the running for me. Oh, wait, you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
When Simon is surrounded by Nicole, Maddie, and Xavier, and then he, like, groans, and he starts getting a headache.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's maybe something. But again, I still have no idea where the show's going, so... I feel like I said last week, I think I'll know more by next week, by episode 7.
7? You get a lot of information in 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then 8 is just...
Yeah.
Wild.
What am I supposed to record for 8? Like, the last 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm scared.
It's wild. It's so crazy.
No, like, really, I wish I could see when you were watching it, and I was like live, like I was like you were texting me, and I was like,
I was watching
waiting
it
for you,
watching it from the comfort of the floor in the Phoenix airport.
Jeez,
because I had a 5-hour layover.
What are your theories? What are your theories? What do you think?
No,
and then you're just like, I had you and
another friend that were like, text me when you walk. The last episode, so I would literally like copy and paste texts that I sent to both of you.
Oh my god, I'm so like, scared
I
now.
I need to keep watching.
No, this show's
girl,
just so
you're
good
in
at, like...
for a ride. I got Shelby that I work with to watch it, and she was like, I just have so many questions. Like, I need it to get renewed. And I was like, I know.
Well, it's like, if they don't do a season 2, it's like such a missed opportunity.
Really? Because,
no, it really is.
Yeah, because, like, there's just so many things that they could do with season 2, I feel like.
Ooh,
there's okay. So many ways they could go. And Christian posted a picture today from the premiere, and everybody was commenting and was like, did you guys get renewed yet? I was like, I would also like to know.
Can they get renewed by the time we record the last episode? Because that will be perfect timing.
Can they, please? Oh my gosh, also, listeners, guys, Lauren and I, based on when season 4 comes out, oh my gosh, we're getting season 4 content tomorrow. We didn't even talk about that.
What? We are?
High School Musical, series, there's pictures being released.
Yeah, Tim posted that People Magazine is sharing first look photos tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. But, clearly I have not been online today.
But Lauren and I are, like, possibly, maybe, probably going to be together for at least, like, one episode whenever it comes out this time.
We'll make it happen. So we have to be together.
We'll find a way.
Yeah.
Because we've done at least one episode in person for every season so far, right? Did we do one for season 2 in person?
I think so.
I think you did.
I have bad memory.
I feel like I probably remember vaguely recording from, like, a hotel bed or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Always the hotel bed.
Is that it, though? Do we have anything else to say?
Nothing else Kenna and I can say that, that isn't
exposing.
Oh,
you know what I can say?
Yes.
My whole For You page on TikTok has been Milo lately, and I thoroughly blame the two of you for that, because I know it's both of you.
And it's A-okay. And it is because of both of us.
It is.
Mine is literally like transitions to Jonah and Prince Eric. Mainly.
That's a big chunk of mine as well.
Yeah, the Milo videos on mine are like very like random. I'll have one like sprinkled in here or there.
So they're all on mine. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's because you've seen all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what I'm saying is send them to me and I've probably already liked it.
Yeah.
But.
And then we've probably already sent it to each other.
Yes.
Most likely.
It's just this full circle.
More than likely.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in for episode 6. We have 2 more left. In the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Just For A Podcast, especially now that we're getting season 4 content, because that needs to hurry up and come.
Kenna, plug yourself.
Okay, Instagram at McKenna _ Elise, TikTok at Kenna _ Elise, and Twitter at Ocean of My Doubt.
So, there you go. This podcast is distributed on Spotify for Podcasters, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review wherever you're listening. You can use the link to... You can use the link in the description to leave a voice message. You can also use the link in the description to shop our merch store. Until next week... Stream Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
You're not gonna plug the guy who sang it?
Until next week, stream that 80s song that they used for the staff jam. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.